Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin with Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We learned in our Mishnah, Afilu Melech Shoel B'Shloimai, even if the king asks about you in the middle of the Krishma, Lo Yishivenu, you shouldn't respond. Amar Rabbi Yosef, to this Rabbi Yosef says, Lo Yishan Alam Melech Yisrael, when do you not respond in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei to a king? When it's the Melech Yisrael, whom we need not be concerned, will take serious punishment on you for not responding to him. Aval Malchi of the Kachavim, when we're speaking about a Malchi of the Kachavim where there's a risk of Sakonis Nefashis, the Alochi is Paisik, you need to respond. Meisvei asked the Gemara, HaMaspal V'ro Anas Bo Kenegdoi, if somebody sees that he's davening and he sees somebody dangerous approaching him. Raw crying poking negdoi. We see a wagon coming towards him. Loy mafsik. He shouldn't stop. El makatsavoyle. He should say as little as possible. So you see that from here that you should stop. You should be makatsar, but you should do something. Answered the Gemara. Hadash lakatsi yakatsar. If you could shorten your davening, so then the best thing is to shorten your davening and not need to interrupt. But if it's not such a situation where you can't shorten your davening, then Paisik, you should interrupt your davening. And it's interesting to point out that even though we're learning here in the Gemara how Chazal was so machmer, we're going to continue learning that, Chazal was so machmer and one not interrupting Shemoneh Esrei, on the other hand, I did see that the Paiskim give a number of examples where you are allowed to interrupt your tefillah, even though you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. One example I saw is if somebody's in a room where there's a baby crying, and it's difficult for him to concentrate when the baby's crying, and he is therefore walks out from the room to be able to dive in a room where he could have better concentration, he may do so. Another example I saw is if somebody is a Rav, and he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the Tzibur, as is usually the custom, waits for him to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, and then they could start the Chazaras HaShatz. And he knows that he wants to concentrate on the Shemoneh Esrei, and if he'll continue davening, he won't be able to concentrate, knowing that everyone is waiting for him. The Aloch is, he could take the 3 steps back, as if he finished the Shemoneh Esrei, so that everybody else, so they could begin the Chazaras HaShatz, and he could continue davening without any disturbance of his concentration. A third example that the Mishnah Berurah gives, if somebody's in the middle of the davening, and he has a Shaila, as we're learning Masechta Brachos, we see that there's so many Shailas that could come up when one is davening. So he's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, and he has a Shaila, and he doesn't know what to do. And if he's going to continue davening that way, with that shaila, he's really not going to feel good about his davening. So the halacha is he can walk towards the bookcase, to look up the halacha on the shaila that he has in order that he should be able to daven with a better concentration. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara tells us the following episode. Ma'aseh b'chesed echad. And throughout Shas, the Gemara Masechta Bava, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, whenever the Gemara says Ma'aseh B'Chesed Echad, it either means Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda Ber Beloi. Ma'aseh B'Chesed Echad Shem Mispal B'Derech. There was a chesed who was davening on the road. Basa Echad V'Nosan L'Shalom. So somebody came, a general came and gave him Shalom. V'Loi Hechsel L'Shalom. And he didn't respond. Himton Loi Hachasayim T'Filosoi. The general waited until he finished davening. When he finished davening, Amaloi Reka, you're not a smart person. Doesn't it say in your Torah that you have to be very careful? A person has to be careful about not putting himself into a situation of danger. How did you take the responsibility of not responding to me? When I gave you shalom, how did you not respond? If I would have cut off your head with a sword, who could stop me? So he responded, Hamtali achafaischa bedvarim, give me a chance to respond to you. Amalai. And he said, this chassid said to him, Ilya yoyse oimel lefnei melech bas vadam, if I would be standing in front of a mortal king, and somebody else gave him shalom, hayisa machsaloi, would you give shalom back if you're standing in front of the king? Amalai, he said, loy, of course I would never act that way in front of the king. If you would start talking to your friend or greeting your friend while you're speaking to the king, what would the king do to you? Amalai, he said, the king would cut off my head for that terrible sign of disrespect. Amalai, so he says, listen to what you're saying. If you're standing in front of a mortal king, so Yom Khan, that is alive indeed today, but tomorrow he will no longer be alive, you would be so concerned of acting respectfully in front of the king. I was standing in front of Hashem, who's here forever, that I have to show that the incredible respect. The general was appeased. So Mefarshim asked that we understand this Gemara, that the chassid's action. But the question really wasn't answered. What about the concern of Nishmatim Oilu Nafsh Sechem that this chassid seemed to have ignored? So there are essentially two approaches in the Mefarshim how to explain the Gemara. The Taz approach to the Gemara is that this chassid knew that this general is not a general that acts quickly. In fact, he saw that the general first asked him, why did you do this? He didn't act very capriciously. So since he knew that this general is a person who doesn't just jump, that's why he felt it was okay for him not to interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei, and that he'll be able to explain to the general why he did what he did. But there's a different approach, which is a very fundamental question. The Rosh Yosef discusses this, and that is that we know that there are three mitzvahs that are yaharig val yaver. A person has to be ready to give up his life versus violating them. Gila raya, shvichas damim, avodah zarah. The question is, what about other situations? Is a person allowed to be machmer on himself to give up his life? And there are rishonim who are of the opinion that one may do so. So that's why this chassid was ready to give up his life, because he didn't know what the general would do, because he held that I'm a chassid and I could go lefnim mishur sadin and be ready to give up my life even for these situations. There are, however, mefarshim, there are paiskim that say that even if we follow the opinion of the rishonim, the one is allowed to give up his life, not just by those three gimel averis chamuris, that's only, they explain, when there's a question of Kiddush Hashem on the line. Here there wasn't necessarily a situation of Kiddush Hashem on the line, because he just could have interrupted the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore they want to suggest that even if you're allowed to give up your life in other situations, this wasn't such a situation. Continues the Gemara, I feel nochesh karav al-kevoy, even if a snake is around your heel, lo yafsik, you shouldn't interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, lo shana lo nochesh, that's only a snake. Because in those days, the snakes didn't necessarily harm someone unless they were instigated. Of course, nowadays, where that's not necessarily the case. So even for a question of sofik b'kuch nefashos, even if it's a question, of course, a person should do whatever he has to do. Aval akrif, for a scorpion, paisik, he should stop. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a brisa, nofel goyva rayis, if somebody fell into a lion's den, eimei idin lav shemes, it's not for sure that he died. We can't say that he for sure was nifter and that we could allow his wife to get remarried to another man. But he fell into a pit, full of snakes and scorpions, meeting the love, Shemesh. We could be sure that he died. So ask the Gemara, why are you so certain that a snake is not dangerous? There we see that a snake is dangerous. If somebody fell into a snake pit, we have to assume that he died. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Dagav Itzamaski. There it's different, because the pressure that he fell on the snake, that's what causes them for certain to attack him. But in a situation where there is no such concern, the snake is not being instigated, the halacha is that we can't stop Shimon Esrei. The Rebbe Chanan in the Kovet Shurim and Masechta Pesachim was to say that even in, he says an interesting din, that even in a place where the snake does sometimes attack a person, since it's a miut, and this person is a shlich mitzvah, he's davening, when we combine those two situations, we need not be concerned. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rosh Varim, but if somebody sees bulls, Paisik, he should stop the Shimon Esrei. The Tanner of Oishia, Machik Mishar Tam Chamisha Mama, from a Shar that's even a Shar Tam, we should distance ourselves 50 Amma, or Mishar Muad, and from a Shar Muad, we should distance itself K'moyle Einov, as far as the eye can see. Tanner Mishmeid Rameya, Reish Tura Bedukla, if the head of a bull is buried into the food, so and therefore you would assume that he's not going to start up with you. He's busy eating. Still, slik l'agra, go up to the roof, v'shadi dagim to sech, and take the ladder away. You can never know how what will get the bull angry. However, qualify Shmuel this halacha, am Shmuel hani mili b'shor shocher b'mei nisan, a black axe in the days of Nisan. That's when the spring begins, and the fields are full of grass, and that's when the bull's mood becomes very aggressive. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana Maisa B'Makam Echad Shahaya Orid. There was a place where there was a scorpion. Vayamazik Sabrius, and this scorpion was causing serious danger. So they came and notified Rav Chanina and Bedoisa about this serious situation. Amalem Herilias Churai, show me the hole where the scorpion hides out. Heris Churai, they showed him that hole. Nosan Ekfei Al Pi Achor, he put his heel on that hole. Yotza, the scorpion came out. Venoshchai, and bit Rav Chanina and Bedoisa. Umeis Oisor, and then the scorpion died. Not like Seifoi, he took the dead scorpion on his shoulder, Vivila Beis HaMedrash, and he brought that dead scorpion to the Beis HaMedrash, and Amalahem, and he said to them, Rubeni, look, ain't Orud Memus, Elachet Memus. It's not the scorpion that kills, it's the Aveira that kills. Baisu Sha'amru, and at that time they said, Oilai La'adam Shapagi Bai Barud, terrible is it for a person that gets attacked by a scorpion, but Oyle La Rod, a terrible for a scorpion, Shapagaba Rav Chanina ben Doisa, that comes into contact with Rav Chanina ben Doisa. So Rashi quotes a Yerushalmi. Rashi says that what happened over here was that a scorpion, if it bites someone, whoever gets to water first, that's the person that will be saved, and the other one will die. And there was a tremendous nace, was that in that spot where he put his foot over the scorpion, after he got picked from the scorpion, right away a well of water got developed, and he was able to drink from that well, and that's why Rav Chanina ben Doisa was at the end saved. Of course, the Masha asks, how did Rav Chanina ben Doisa put himself into danger? How is he so certain that this would happen to him? So one pshat that the Yerushalmi seems to think, that Rav Chanina ben Doisa was so certain about the koyach, the power of his tefillah, that he had nothing to worry about an arud. Another pshat was the Yofamara suggests, the Rav Chanina ben Doisa's intention was to make a Kiddush Hashem, And to make a Kiddush Hashem, he was ready, he was allowed to do what he did. Along the same line, the Inyan Yaakov explains that he was trying to show that he wants to take away this dangerous thing that was paralyzing the tzibur, and he was sure that the Schus HaRabim would be on his side, that he would not have to worry about the scorpion. Says the Mishnah, Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim B'tchias HaMaisim. We say Gevuras Geshamim in the winter, everybody says Mashu Rucham Ayragoshim and Tchias HaMaisim. In the summer, those that daven Nusach Sfard say Mayra Tol. It's called Maskirin. It's not Shoyalin. When we speak about this, it's a Haskorah that we're mentioning the Godless Hashem. It's not a request. And that's why, even though as we learned, we're going to learn, that if somebody missed out with Saint Talmotor and Baruch Aleinu, he can make it up in Shemei Tefillah. Mashvaruch HaMoed HaGeshem cannot be made up in Shemei Tefillah. Furthermore, as we discussed in a previous year, if you missed Mashvaruch HaMoed HaGeshem, you need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But if somebody is davens Nusach Sfard, and those who daven Nusach Sfard say Moed HaTal in the summer, so if instead of saying Mashvaruch HaMoed HaGeshem, you said Moed HaTal, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. V'sheila, Saint Talmota is said in Brichas Hashanim. V'avdola, Matzah Shabbos, Avdola is said in Chayin Adas. V'kiva oima, oima bracha revis mifnei atzmai. Rabbi Kiva says it should be said as a separate bracha. And Rabbi Lezo oima b'haida, that should be inserted in haida. Says the Gemara Maskirim Gvuras Geshamim. Why do we say Gvuras Geshamim in the middle of the first three brachas? Amr Rabbi Yosef, Metoich, since one of the first three brachas is Mechaya Mesim, Metoich Shishkul Tchias HaMesim. Bringing Panosa to the world is like bringing Tchias HaMesim to the world. And therefore, it's most appropriate that it should be said, B'Tchias HaMesim, it should be said on that bracha. V'Sheilu, we said it said B'Brachas Hashanim, Mai Tama, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Metoich Shih Panosa, where rain is what brings Parnosa to the world. L'fikach kavu b'brachas Parnosa. It's appropriate to say it in the bracha Parnosa, the bracha Baruch Aleinu. Havdalah is said in Choinen Hadas, Mai Tama, Am Rabbi Yosef Mitoy Shoy Chachma. It involves intelligence to differentiate between different things. So the right place to say it is in Choinen Hadas. That's why kavu b'brachas Chachma, the right place to say it is in Choinen Hadas. Rabbanan Omri, B'toich Shichol, Atochanatonu represents that we're going to begin the weekdays. L'fikach b'kvua b'brikas chol, it belongs to b'rikas chol. In other words, the first bracha that we say that differentiates the weekday Shemoneh Esrei and the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei is Atochanein. We do not say Atochanein during the week. We do say it on Shabbos, we do say it on Chol. So that's why as soon as we say it, that's why we should immediately say in that bracha, Havdalah. As the Shita explains, Zrizin Makdimim L'mitzvahs. As soon as we have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, we should do it right away. Amar Avuah, G'dayla Deya. Deya is so important. Shnitna B'tchilas Bracha Shel Chol. The first bracha that we say during the weekday Shemoneh Esrei is Atochanein, because the most important thing that a person has is Chachma, because with Chachma he could realize and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara along those lines, V'amar of Ami, God L'deya Shenitna B'Shtein Oishis, great is Deya that it's put between the two names of Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar Kikeil Deya Is Hashem, V'chom Mishem by Deya. Somebody who Nebuch doesn't have understanding, also l'rachmalav, we may not have rachmanus on him. Shenema kiloi am binosu, they're not a nation of intelligence. Al kein loy rachmeno esehu. Therefore, Hashem doesn't have rachmanus. Of course, I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, what that means is that if you don't have deya, that means Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you intelligence, and you don't use that intelligence for the proper way, then osla rachmalav. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the daya, if a person is unfortunately not that smart, that's what not what the Gemara means. Amar Belaza, God Migdash. The base of Migdash is important. Shenitna Reish Dei Deis. It's also mentioned between two Hashem and Hashem. Shenem Pa'alto Hashem, Migdash Hashem. Vama Belaza, Ko Adam Shem by Sheish by Deya. The person has Deya, it's Kila Nigna base of Migdash B'yamav. So sort of Mefarshim give a very powerful explanation. If a person has Deya, what's he supposed to do with the Deya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him? He's supposed to use it to recognize and realize what's important and what's not important. If a person uses the intelligence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, so then he could do that. He does what he's supposed to do. And it's like the Beis HaMikdash was built in his days. Deya, as we just learned, for Deya Nitna B'Shtein Oishis, the word Deya is put between two Shames Hashem, and Migdash Nitna B'Shtein Oishis, and so to the word Migdash. Maskul of Ra'acha Kachino, if the fact that something, that a word is placed between the two Shames Hashem represents greatness, so El Mato, Gedoil Nekama also, Shnitna B'Shtein Oishis, it's also between two Shemes Hashem, Shnama Kel Nekames Hashem. And as the Mefarshim explain, we could understand that Deya, Migdash are very great. But Nekama, why is Nekama considered so great that it's put in between two Shemes Hashem? And the Mefarshim taking a step further, not only is it put between two Shemes Hashem, but it's put between the Shem of Kael and the Shem Hashem, the Shem of Midas Adin and the Shem of Midas Arachmim. Amalei, in. B'milsa miya g'doylihi. In the right place, it's a great thing. V'anadom ma'ula, shtey nekamas halalu lama. Why does the Pasuk speak about two nekamas? Lama, the Pasuk teach achas l'toy v'achas ra. L'toy v'aksiv ha'fiyah sha'parin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to all the umas ha'olam, and they refused the Torah. B'klai Yisrael Baruch Hashem took the Torah. L'ra d'aksiv, kel nekamas Hashem, kel nekamas ha'fiyah. And there's a beautiful vart in the Zmiris that many people say Friday night in Kol Mekadosh. We say, Meshoich Chazdecho L'yoydecho. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chesed, Kael Kana V'noikim. The God who's a Kana revengeful V'noikim, Nekama. So Mefarshim ask, Nekama, as we've been explaining, typically means a tough midah. And he was saying, Meshoich Chazdecha Loyoidecha. So I saw a beautiful vart. There was once a king going down the road, going with his whole entourage, and there was a young boy who threw something at the king. Of course, all of the king's assistants were terribly upset, and they wanted to punish that boy. The king said, no, that's not what I want to do. The king said, bring him to my palace. I want to treat him like royalty. Nobody understood what the king's intentions were. But the king did so, and he treated this boy like royalty. And then the boy realized, this king is incredible. And look at this palace, and look at his power. And I had the chutzpah to start up with him. And then he came begging the king for forgiveness, after recognizing and realizing how great the king is. That's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't necessarily act the way we're supposed to act, because we don't recognize who you are. Meshoich chazdecha lo yedecha. Bring chesed to us. Shower us with good. After you will shower us with good, then we will certainly recognize who you are, what you are. And we will, of course, have to go beg you for rachmanis. We will, of course, have to do tshuva. Kael kana v'noikeim. That will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's biggest nekama. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, I'm a bracha revius. That havdalah should be said as a separate bracha revius. Amalei Rav Shem ba'abal Rabbi Yochin. Michti. Anshe k'nesek do'el tiknu l'am Yisrael. Bracha tefilos k'dushas v'havdalahs. We have a machloikis in our Mishnah. What's the right place? So ask the Gemara, these are tefillas that we say all the time. So nechse hechetekin. So let's just see. We say atachanatanu every week. So let's see where it said. How could there be a machloikis in the Mishnah? Answers Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei betchila kavu betfila. At the beginning, indeed, atachanatanu was said as part of tefila. Hishiru, as Klal Yisrael got Baruch Hashem wealthier, kavu alakos. They said that you should make Havdalah on a case of wine. But then when Klal Yisrael went back into Golus, Henu, Chaz recovered the tefillah. As they got poorer, they put it into the tefillah. Vehem Amru, but they also said, Hamavda b'tefillah, somebody who made Havdalah not to Chanatanu, still, Tzarech Shiyavdalah Kais, he still has to make Havdalah on a cup of wine. It Manami, Amr Achibar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Anshe Knesset Agdol Tiknolam Yisrael, Brachas Tefillahis, Kedushas Havdalahis, B'tchilu Kavu B'tfilah, at the beginning was part of the tefillah, Hishiru Kavu Alakais, Chazu Ve'enu Kavu B'tfilah. They put it back into the tefillah, Ve'hem Amru Hamavda B'tfilah, that even if you say Atochanan Tanu, Tzarech Shiyavdal Alakais, you still have to make Havdalah and a Kais. And continues the Gemara, Et Manami, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tavayu, Hamavda B'tfilah, even if you said Atochanan Tanu, Tzarech Shiyavdal Alakais, you have to make Havdalah. Amar Rava, Amesfitin Ashmaitzin, but we have the following question from this Braisa. The Braisa says, Tavla Hiske Gvurz Gisham B'tchias HaMesim, if you didn't say Mashvaruch Marin HaGeshem, or you didn't say Sheila B'brich Zashonim, you didn't say V'sein Talamotar, Machzir Nosoi, you need to repeat the Shemon Esrei. But, V'avdol B'choin Andas, if you didn't say Atochon Atanu, E Machzir Nosoi, Neshiach Alamra Alakais. So, we're saying it that here you could say it al-kais, it means that normally you don't have to say it on the kais. Doesn't it mean that you could just say atochan atanu and that will be enough? Answers the Gemara, loitem neshiyachar al-kais. Don't say because you can't say it on the kais. Rather say, ibailahu al-aimim neshiyachar al-kais. You should say it on the kais. So the Gemara is saying that the proper thing to do is to say it al-kais. The Tzlach explains, There's a much bigger nafkamina by Havdalah than there is by Kiddush. By Havdalah, by Kiddush, we don't find this back and forth. Because even in a time, says the Tzlach, where they could not afford or have kosher wine, they said Kiddush. Because by Kiddush, if you don't have wine, you could say Kiddush ala pas. You could say Kiddush on challah. And by Kiddush, there's a halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda. So even if they didn't have wine, they certainly had a meal Friday night with bread, and therefore they always had Kiddush. Whereas Havdalah, which has nothing to do with Suda, Havdalah could only be said on Al Kais, and since Havdalah could only be said on Al Kais, at times where they didn't have Kais, then they had no option but to just say Atochan Atanu. Et Menami, Am Rabbi Yonim Beyafes, Shal Rabbi Yosef Yochanan Betzidon, and I overheard this conversation. If somebody said Atochan Atanu, does he need to say Havdol Al Kaisanoi? And he responded, you have to say Havdol on the Kais. Ibailhu, Hamavdol Kais, the other way around. If somebody knows the Baruch Shem, he has wine, and he's going to make Havdolah, Ma Shiavdu. But tefillah, should he anyway say Atochan Atanu? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kavachayim et tefillah. I'll bring you a raya from tefillah. Uma tefillah, da'ak ikit takantahi. The main takana is to say it by tefillah. Amar Hamadu bet tefillah, tzorch shiavdu lakois. Hamadu lakois, laft ikit takantahi. The main thing is not alakois. For as we learn, the halacha is that there were times in our history where we didn't make Havdol alakois. Like Koshkein, you certainly should always have to make Havdalah in Tefillah. So the way we're learning now, clearly the Gemara is of the opinion, you have to make Havdalah both B'Tefillah and Alakos. Says the Gemara, Tana Rav Acha Aricha Kameid Rav Chinnana, Hamavda B'Tefillah Meshubach Yosef Misha Havdalah Alakos. Somebody who says Havdalah Atochan Atanu is more worthwhile than somebody that made Havdalah Alakos. V'mhivdil b'zu b'zu, that's the main havdalah. But if somebody makes havdalah both times, yinuchalai brachas ha-roshah, he should be gebenched. Ask the Gemara, ha-gufa kasha, amrit ha-mavd b'tfilah, yoyse, b'shibach yoyse b'mishi havdalah kais. Obviously, the havdalah and tefillah is more preferable. Alma, tefillah chudesagi, and that's what we're looking for. V'adatani, and then we learn, v'mhivdil b'zu b'zu, Yonochal Abrach Saroshai. Ask the Gemara, v'kivan the nafkalei b'chadar, if you already made Havdalah in Tefillah, iftar. So why and how can you make a Havdalah? Isn't it a Brach Shein Etzricha? And as many Rishonim are of the opinion that a Brach Shein Etzricha is a Issa Daraisa, because it's masker shem shemayim levatala, just like the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Shavuos, daf chaf aleph amar aleph, that if somebody makes a shvuah shav, a shvuah that's patently useless, if you say your wood table, you make a shvuah made out of wood, you're over for shvuah shav, and because you were masker shem shemayim levatala. So why over here isn't that making havdalah? If you said atochanotanu shman esrei, why is that not considered brachosh and etzricha? In fact, I saw the Paiskim say, we know that on Shabbos, there's a halacha that Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimach, that is a chiv to make mea brachas every day, to make 100 brachas every day. And therefore, on Shabbos, since we don't have such a long Shemoneh Esrei, we're short the mea brachas. So the question is, that was discussed by the Ptuah Shor, discussed by the Pri Chodesh, where a person will have food on the table, many different foods, that all are made to have the same bracha. You have a number of fruits that are all a bari priyates. So the halacha is, you're supposed to make one bari priyates and have all the different fruits in mind. This person, because he wants to reach the meyip brachas, what he does is, he takes the apple, even though it's a pear on the table, he says, I'm going to have in mind only the apple. So then when he eats the pear, he's going to have to make a new bracha. So he says, that is considered a bracha she'en etzricha, and a bracha she'en etzricha is not allowed to be made even for the purpose of making the mei brachas for Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens this way in Simen Mem Vav Sif Katan Yudalad. Again, because as our Gemara says, we need to be so concerned about the bracha shein etzricha. So why over here, if somebody already said atochan antanu, are we not concerned about making havdalah and being a bracha shein etzricha? Again, says the Gemara, v'kivin the nafkalei b'chadar, once you said atochan antanu, iftar, you fulfilled your obligation of havdalah. So saying havdalah will be a brach shein etzricha. V'amar Ravi Teim Rish Lakish, v'amar Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish Taim Tavayu, kol ha-mavarach brach shein etzricha. If somebody makes a brach shein etzricha, he's over lo sisa. So how could we consider that permissible? Elay Mahachi, im hivdo bazu, if he only made havdalah, and if he only made atochan antanu v'lehevdo bazu, lo nicholai brachas aroshoi. That's admirable. However, that's not the way we paskin. Of course, we paskin that the halacha is that you should make both. Ask the Gemara. Bamine Rav Chizdim Rav Sheshes. Ta bezu bezu. If somebody didn't say atachan atanu, and he also didn't make avdala. So as the Rishonim explained the Gemara, that means you're not supposed to do malacha. You're not supposed to eat until you made havdalah. So besides for not having said atochan antanu in the Shemoneh Esrei Matzoi Shabbos, he also came home and ate or did malacha before he said havdalah. Of course, the best way to avoid this problem is by saying hamborach hamadu ben kodesh l'choil. So even if you didn't say atochan antanu, and even though you didn't say havdalah, as soon as you say Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'Choyl, there are no more problems. Amle, Ta Bezu Bezu, if you didn't say Atochan Atanu, and you also did the various things that we said before Adalah, Chayz L'Rosh, he asked the Davin again. It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch does quote this halacha, but the Bi'ur halacha seems to say that the minhag ha'olam is that even if they didn't say Atochan Tanu and they didn't say Baruch Hamadben Shlachol, and they did Melacha 8 before Havdalah, our minhag ha'olam, he gives different explanations, is that we just say Havdalah and we do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Amalei, Ravina L'Rava Hilchos Amai, Amalei Ki Kiddush. Ma Kaddish, Avgad M'Kaddish B'Tzlusa, B'Kaddish Abkasa, even though you make Kiddush by davening, you make Kiddush again when you come home, Af Havdalah Nami, so too is the meaning by Havdalah, that Avgad M'Avda B'Tzlusa, even though we daven, even though we make Havdalah when we daven, Mavdala Kosa, we make Kiddush again when we come home. There's an interesting question that the Paiskim ask. The reason we make Kiddush again is, the halacha is that by Kiddush we have to say Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. And by the Kiddush by davening, we don't say Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. By Havdalah, by Atochan Tanu, we've covered all of the requirements. So says the Miches Chinuch that our Gemara is talking about Kiddush that said Yonta by night. And in the Shemoneh Esrei of Yonta by night, we do mention Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. And even though we say, so it's a full-fledged Kiddush, even though it's a full-fledged Kiddush, we still say Kiddush again when we come home. And the same should be by Havdalah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar said that when should Havdalah be said? It should be said in Hoidah. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira have a roch of chamra. Rav Zeira was riding on a donkey. Have a koshok of Oz Rav Chiya bar Avin Basrei. Rav Chiya bar Avin was going along with him. Amalei vada demrit mishmed Rav Yochanan. What you said, halak Rav Lezbi Yontif Shchalios Achav Shabbos. That what happens if Yontif comes out on Motzoi Shabbos? What do we do then with Avdala? Amalei in. Yes, then the halacha is that we said in Haidah. Says the Gemara, halacha, by saying that the halacha follows him, mechlal de pligi. There must be somebody argues. Who's the argue? Who's arguing? As for Veloy Pligi, in our Mishnah we saw Vepligi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon disagreed. And they say, we say Atochanan Tanu. Says the Gemara, Eimed the Pligi Rabbanon. When did the Rabbanon argue Rabbi Elazar B'Shai Maisashana? Where we could say it in Atochanan. However, Yontav Shchali is Acha Shabbos. When Yontav is a Motzei Shabbos, Mi Pligi, there is no Atochanan Tanu. And as the Mefarshim explained, there is a reason, as we said earlier in our shir, that we always say that Atochan Tanu. Here is no Atochan Tanu. Moreover, the bracha that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei on Yontif speaks about Kedushas Yontif. So it doesn't make sense that in a bracha that speaks about the Kedushas Yontif, we should say Havdalah. It says the Gemara, but we still have Rabbi Kiva. Doesn't Rabbi Kiva argue? Rabbi Kiva always says you say it a separate bracha. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, do we ever really pay attention to Rabbi Kiva's opinion? That now you're concerned about his opinion? Says the Gemara, the entire year, why don't we follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva? The time is sorry token, Tish Israeli token. There's a certain amount of brachas that we say in every Shemoneh Esrei. We cannot say more. Hachanami, on Yontif, Shef Tikkun, we say seven brachas on the Yontav Digi Shemoneh Esrei. Shmoneh lo tikkun. Amalei, lav hechos itma. When I said that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar, I didn't mean to say the halach is like him. Matan itmer. We lean in his direction. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that we don't know if there's a machloikus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan in such a situation. So we think that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. That means that if somebody asks the question, we tell him to do it like Rabbi Elazar, but we don't publicize that that's the halacha. Ditmar, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Amim Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha, some say on Matzui Shabbos, which is Yontif, the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that we say Havdalah in Hoidah. Amalei, some say Matan, as we just said, if you ask, that's what you do. Rabbi Yochanan Amim Moidim, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chacham agree with Rabbi Elazar, that in such a situation, you say Havdalah in Hoidah. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amanirin, it seems that that's the halacha, which is even a lesser degree. What that means is that we shouldn't really act like a belezer, but if somebody did it, we don't make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Rav Zeira, Nechayt Rav Chiya Bar Abba B'yotcha. Follow the opinion of Chiya Bar Abba. The Dayuk V'gam Shmatzma Purim D'morah Shapik Rechav D'Pemeditza. He was very careful to listen and learn to what his Rebbe taught him. Dar Rav Chava Amar Rav Yehuda. Harabayis, when he was describing the Harabayis, he said, Stav Kofel Hoya, there was a double row of benches, Stav Lufnim Stav, one row within another row. So he repeated his description of the Harabayis exactly like he heard like from his Rebbe, using the word Stav, even though usually the word that's used for benches is Itzdabos. Amar Rav Yosef, I don't know anything about what this discussion is about. Ella, Rav and Shmuel Yadanu, Rav and Shmuel, I know what they did. The Tikkun Olam HaGnosa B'Bavel, they came up with a beautiful pearl, what to do on Motzei Shabbos Yontif. And as the Mefarshim explained, they had a very fundamental problem. The problem is that on one hand, they need to speak about the Kedushas Yontif, and on the other hand, they need to speak about Havdalah, which seems to show that Shabbos is greater than Yontif. So the Mila de Brachas, the Sefer Mila de Brachas, says that this was the greatness of what happened. They were able to come up with a Nusach that covered all bases. We say, V'todiyenu Hashem l'kenes mishpatei tzukecha, V'talmideinu lasas chukei ritzunecha, V'tenchenu zmanei soson v'chagei nedova. Because as the Mefarshim explained, the Mashah says, this Nusach was made up in Bavel, where we have Yontov Sheni Shagolius. So there's much greater chance of having this issue of having Motzei Shabbos Yontov. And they need to come up with a Nusach. And they said it was Chagei Nedova. It's Yontov Sheni Shagolius, which is not a Yontov Midaraisa, but they accepted upon themselves Yontov Sheni Shagolius. V'tadienu Kedusha Shabbos V'chaved Moed V'chagigas HaRegel Ben Kedusha Shabbos V'kedusha Yontov Hivdalto V'syoim Meshvim Meshesh Yimei Masa Kidashto Hivdalto V'kidashto Amcho Yisrael B'kedusha Secho V'titein Lono. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oim Ha'akan Tzipa Yagi Rechamecha. Somebody says, have Rachmanis on the Torah says Ki Kar Kan Tzipa L'fanecha B'derach you find a nest with a mother and its eggs. And the mother's hovering over the eggs, or over the birds, or the chicks. Don't do that. First, send away the mother. So says somebody that I ask you, Hashem, for Rachmanis, because I see that you have Rachmanis on the Kan Tzipor. Or somebody says, Atoivi Zocher Shemecha, your goodness should be on the good. So again, it seems to be saying that we only think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the God of the good, not the God of what seems not to be good, which of course we're not allowed to think that way. Hashem is the God over everything. Or somebody says, Moidim, Moidim, Meshatkin Asoy. Begins the Gemara. Bishlama Moidim, Moidim. Somebody says, Moidim twice. Meshatkin Moisoy, we make him be silent. Or if somebody says Atoiv Zocher Shemecha, Nami Mashma Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Atoiv, he's the God Atoiv Elay LaRa V'Tanan. And we're going to learn in a Mishnah in our Masechta Chayiv Adam Levarach LaRa Kishem Shevarach LaToiv El Akain Tzipi Yogir Rachamecha. What's so terrible? My Tama says the Gemara Pligi Boy Trei Marav and Marava. Rav Yosef Aravim, Rav Yosef Chizvida. Charama, Mnei Shematel Kinev Masa Bereshis. It seems that a Kodesh Baruch Hu only worried about these birds. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is worried about everything. Charama, Mnei Shosem Midas, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachamim. You're trying to explain the ways of Hashem, but it isn't our for us to explain the ways of Hashem. Ben El Gzeris. Says the Marahud Nosa Kamei the Rabba of Omar. Ata Chasta Kant Sipur. You had Rachmanis on these birds. At the chus v'racham aleinu. Amar Rava, kam yoda haitzuvim rabbanon l'tzui l'morei. Look at what a beautiful tefillah he said. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye asked him, how can you say such a beautiful tefillah? For Meshatkin, I say tonight, we just learned in our Mishnah that you're not supposed to say that. He just wanted to see if they will know what it says in the Mishnah. So of course, all the Mefarshim ask, everybody knows the open Mishnah. What was going on here? So they say that one pshat that I saw, that Tzlach says, that he said, Akan tzipa yugir rachamecha. And he didn't conclude with the words, Kain tochus v'terachem oleinu. And you would think, since he didn't say those words, it's not terrible. Teaches us as soon as you say that, even if you don't say Kain tochus v'terachem oleinu, it's inappropriate. Another pshat that the Mashal seems to say, that they were sitting with Talmid Chachamim. And by Talmid Chachamim, maybe we don't have to be worried if you use such language. Teaches us the Gemara, if the Mishnah says it's Osir for everybody. Says the Gemara, Hu de Nachas Kameid Rav Chanina. Amar HaKel HaGodol HaGibah V'Anoi V'Adi V'Ozuz V'Yorei HaChozuk V'Amitz V'Avadi V'Nichbet. All of these incredible descriptions of Hashem. Himtaloi at the same, and he waited till he finished. He said, "Kisai." When he finished, Amalei Simtinul Kulish Shvachad Amarach. Did you finish everything that you're supposed to say about Kodesh Baruch Hu? Lamali Kolahai. What? How could you say all of these things? Anan, Hani, Tlas Daminen. The three that we say, Kela Godla Gibeva Noira. Ilav Daminen Moshe Rabbeinu Barais. If not, the Moshe Rabbeinu said these things in the Torah. The made a part of the tefillah. We couldn't say it. And you keep on saying all these things. A king had thousands of gold pieces. And he says he has a little silver. That's terribly embarrassing. Here too, we can't even fathom the greatness of Hashem. So Kela Godla Gibor is what we're allowed to say. Anything else we're not allowed to say. So I saw that some explain, because in Kel Godla Gibor Vanoira, it included all of the praises of Hashem. That's the way Masha explains. And therefore, by saying that, we need not say more. Others say that in Shemona Esrei, we could do it. We can't do more, because Shemona Esrei, we have to follow the takon of the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Other places, we could say what we need to say. Ramam Chanina, Hakob Dei Shemayim, everything's in the Shemayim's hands, Chutz Mi Yir Shemayim. Shnema, V'ati Yisrael Ma Hashem, Shoyal Mi Yimach, Ki Im Lira. Everything's in Yir Shemayim. So I saw that Hakob Dei Shemayim, the Chiddush Yerim explains, a person davens for many things, and he won't necessarily get it. But Yerushalayim, if a person davens for Yerushalayim, that tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu always listens. Another pshat that I saw, Hakob Dei Shemayim. Sometimes a person, Rachmana Litzlan, the Yeshuas Moshe, the Leif Simcha explains this. Sometimes a person comes into a matzav where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from away from him the Madregas. But the one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never takes away from a person is Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim that a person has, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always keeps. Ask the Gemara, Ota Yerushalayim Milsa Zitrusahi, is Yerushalayim an insignificant thing? V'am Rab Chanina Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yechoy, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Genozov, Elo Oitzah She Yerushalayim. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is Yerushalayim. Shenema Yiras Hashemi Oitzroi. And what does somebody put into his treasure? Something that he has very little of. So you see, Yerushalayim is extremely valuable and not found. And says the Gemara, in. L'gava Moshe Milsa Zitrusahi. By Moshe Rabbeinu was not a problem. If somebody is asked for a big vessel and he has it, it's not a big deal. Cotton ve'enloi, but if he doesn't have it, doimalov kekli godl. Moshe Rabbeinu had Yerushalayim. So what does that have to do with us? So the Mefarshim explain that if somebody is next to Moshe Rabbeinu, was next to a tzaddik who has Yerushalayim, then he could have Yerushalayim as well. But then I saw from Reb Gadol Eisner a beautiful pshat. We said this pshat many times here. If somebody, sometimes, who's not such a great Talmud Chacham, we see is able to come up with the answer to difficult questions that only great Talmid Chacham were able to achieve. Why? Because once they brought that teretz into the world, the rest of us could have it. Same thing here. If somebody, once Moshe Rabbeinu was brought Yerushalayim into the world, the rest of us could also get that Yerushalayim. We learned in the Mishnah of 77, Amar Abzeir, call Oim Shema Shema. You say Shema twice. It's Koim Moidim Moidim Domini. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Hakoyer Shema V'Koifloi. If somebody repeats the Shema and repeats twice, I raise a Maguna. Ask the Gemara, Maguna who to have her. It's not nice. Shtukila Mishtat Geloi. Answers the Gemara, Loikash. Ahoda Milsa Milsa V'Tanela. Ahoda Milsa Pesuk Pesuk V'Tanela. Sometimes you repeat each word, and sometimes you repeat the Pasuk. But as a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara? Some explain that repeating each word is not nice, but not mishat can I say. Repeating the pasuk, you should be silenced. And some say just the opposite. Machlokes rishonim, and because it's a machlokes rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch says you should do neither. But what is the halach if somebody said shema, and he didn't have the proper kavana? And as we're learning this masecht, if you didn't have the proper kavana, you need to repeat it. So they say the first time you should say it out loud. The second time that you're repeating it, you should say it quietly. Amalei papal abayi v'dilma mikar lekavendate l'psoif lekivendate. Amalei chavrusu klav shmai mi'ika. Is there such? We're talking to a friend that there's no kavana. Amalei kivendate mikara mechilim v'kuzuf to the nafcha. We hit him ad mechavendate. But we who don't have the kavana should say it quietly the second time.